It's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young, and we're going right to Kentucky, where hundreds of people have been stuck in cars and trucks, primarily on Interstate 65 and 24, because of a storm that dumped over 20 inches in part of the state. Seth Slifer from Franklin, Tennessee, is on the phone. Seth, where are you?
I am somewhere near Bonnieville, Kentucky, just sitting in my car. I think it's around probably mile marker 71 or 72.
So you're on I-65 North. We hear I-65 and Interstate 24 near Paducah both just stopped. Are you seeing other drivers?
Yeah, there's many other drivers, but most of it's just a bunch of semis out here. I have a couple other people with small cars like myself, but it's been just stopped for hours on end now, and I haven't seen much of any movement.
How long have you been there?
I have been here since 8 p.m. last night in the same spot.
You are kidding. That's just amazing. How are you staying warm? I mean, are you keeping your car running?
I run my car every now and then, but I do have a good amount of clothes because I was planning to go home for the weekend because I'm originally from Ohio, and so I've just been bundling up a little bit.
What about food?
I had a little bit of snacks, but they've had, the fire departments have been handing out food and water over the past couple hours, but overnight there wasn't anything.
Remember when this happened in Atlanta? People walked up hills and things and tried to find shelter in people's homes. Can you go find some shelter somewhere?
They said that there's supposedly a school or maybe a church that I overheard that's about 10 miles up that was letting people in, but to walk 10 miles from here just doesn't really seem practical.
Well, you're out in a very rural area. This is incredible. Listen, Seth.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, yes, and we found you because you tweeted out that you hoped that maybe you could get on the Ellen Show. We really apologize.
this is the next best thing for sure.
Well, we were thinking we could be the gateway to Ellen for you.
I'll definitely accept that.
But it's going to get very cold tonight, single digits. Now, the governor has said that the National Guard is coming to rescue people like you, but you can't possibly stay in the car with single digits. You're going to run out of gas.
I know. I've heard rumors of the National Guard and everything coming, and definitely not looking forward to another night in this. So I'm hoping something does happen, but so far I haven't seen anything.
Well, and what about if you've been able to talk to anyone around you? Are there children around you? We remember when this happened a year ago in Atlanta, you know, there were children who had to stay in schools overnight, employees who couldn't get to work, so businesses closed. What are you hearing any other stories?
There's one car in front of me that's a group of men probably in their mid-30s that were all trekking home, but the car in front of them is a family that has probably two or three kids under the age of 8. They've all been caught up in there since the same time last night as I have.
Oh, this is terrible.
The fire departments have been really good. They've been checking and walking up and down the lanes, and I don't think there's been an hour where I haven't seen someone who's come to check on me, and they've given us water and food now, and they're starting to give out gas to cars that have low gas so that they can keep their cars warm.
Yeah. Seth Slifer from Franklin, Tennessee, heading to Ohio to go home. Anything you anything you want to say to your family?
I love them. They've been constantly asking how I'm doing well, and they've all been praying for me and just really surrounded me with that, and it's definitely gotten me through.
Be careful, because it is going to be really, really cold tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.